Hey there. I want to give you a challenge. I want you to try and resist coming for me. I want to get your lust to overwhelm you so much that you lose control. And the thought of coming for me consumes you, and you no longer have a choice. But I also want you to succeed in the challenge. I'm always so impressed with a man who has control over his own cock. The problem is, you didn't click on this to resist me. You clicked on this so you can give in. Sure, you may be telling yourself that you're up for the challenge. But deep down inside, you knew before you heard my first breath that you were going to come for me. It just feels so good to give in. And there's no reward for holding back. Maybe you've come for me before. You know how it feels. What my words can make you do. Coming to a stranger's voice as they seduce and tease you. Who wouldn't want to experience that? But is the game really any fun? We both know exactly how it's going to end. Even now, you're already imagining the feeling of letting go and giving in. That incredible buildup as you act like you want to say no, but you're just waiting for your lust to bring you over the edge and draw out all your cum. We've only just begun. And you can't stop thinking about the incredible orgasm you know I'm going to take from you. In principle, it's easy to resist a file like this. You just have to hold back from stroking your cock. Every time you touch yourself, you just make it harder and harder. You know this, but you end up touching yourself anyway, because not touching yourself isn't very fun. Is it? You want to see how close you can get. You want to see how much pleasure you can feel without going all the way, without giving in. You know that even the lightest touch will eventually lead to you coming, but you tell yourself you can hold back. And when it finally happens, you tell yourself you're just too overwhelmed. So go ahead. Touch yourself for me. Graze your cock with your fingers and feel it twitch and grow in excitement. All of my instructions are optional, but I know you'll follow them anyway. Because the first time you try not to, you'll just dwell on the pleasure you know you're missing out on. And you'll do everything you can to make it up to me and please me so my voice can please you. But we still have a game to play. So let's pretend. Let's pretend you can say no to me. Let's pretend you have the willpower to resist me. Let's pretend you're strong enough not to come for me, even though you gave in the moment you opened this, the moment you touched your cock. And the rest of our time together is just you letting it happen. Again, I ask, is this game really any fun? We both know how it will end. I think that hard, aching cock of yours is telling me yes. So go ahead. Pretend you won't give in. And I'll pretend it'll be hard for me to seduce you into coming. Now, first things first, we need to get you throbbing. I want you to get yourself worked up. And then I want to talk a bit with you about what naughty things you enjoy. If at any time You feel the need to just grab on and jerk your way to an orgasm. You are more than welcome to do so. But the longer you resist me, the better it's going to feel when I finally draw out that cum. Wrap your index finger and thumb around the base of your cock. Now give it a little squeeze and tense the muscles in your groin. Can you feel the blood surging through it? Can you feel the skin get tighter and the nerves begin to get more sensitive? Do it again. Give a little squeeze and tense a bit. Good boy. I love it when you play along with me. So much confidence in yourself. Now, I'd like you to keep your fingers wrapped around the base. And with the other hand, just lightly trace a finger up the shaft and back down again. Very slowly. You can lick yourself to wet it if you'd like. Up and down. Give it another squeeze. Tense your muscles. And trace up and down. Good boy. Keep it up. Tease yourself. While you're doing that, I'd like to ask you some questions. What role do you like to take when it comes to sex? Do you enjoy being dominant? Would you take me as your pet? Make me ache and beg as you use my body for your own pleasure? I can just imagine looking up at you with my eyes in eager submission, ready to pleasure you as you command. My hands tied behind my back as I'm on my knees, mouth and tongue ready to give you what you need. Would you spank me if I didn't do a good job? Would you tell me I'm a bad girl as you push yourself inside me? Or do you enjoy being the submissive one? Would you want to be my pet? Would you let me tie you up and blindfold you? Tease you? Make you moan in frustration as I push you beyond your limits just to please your mistress? Would you want me to punish you when you make a mistake? Add a little pain to your pleasure? Tell your place? And suffocate you with my body as you realize you exist only in service to my desires? Or do you enjoy a more vanilla style experience? Two bodies submitting to each other, sensuality increasing with each tender kiss. Each body part our hands and lips explore, each deep breath we let out into the other's necks as our bodies become one. And passionate sex. There's no need for kink, because the intimacy we feel takes our erotic sensations to another level. Me, I'm a little bit of everything. I really like the power struggle, fighting for who's dominant. Biting each other, growling, scratching, primal. But enough about me. If I was there with you, how would you want it to play out? Tell me. I want to hear your fantasy. I want you to know that I would turn that fantasy into reality. Keep tracing your finger up and down that cock. If you leak any pre-cum, work it into the head. Now, when it comes to just pure, raw fucking, how do you like to do it? Standing? Pressed up against a wall? Over a table? Would you want me on all fours as you thrust into me from behind? How about sitting in a chair with me facing away from you as you watch my ass bounce up and down on your cock over and over and over? Do you like it slow? Keeping yourself on the edge as long as possible? Or do you like it fast and hard? Building to that climax as quick and hard as possible. I want you to take your fingers that are squeezing and just move them up and down the base of your cock, only going about a quarter of the way up with each slow, tight stroke. Just like that. Let it tease out any pre-cum and get you excited for stroking long and fast. Don't play with the head yet. If you have the strength to hold back, that is. Just keep teasing yourself. Now, I have many favorite ways to fuck. But lately, I've been craving a snuggle fuck. You spooned me from behind. Right after we woke up. And as you grope my breasts, and your nose tickles my neck, and you bite my shoulder. As you nestle your cock in my pussy. Because I'm already wet for you when I wake up. And you grope my ass as you pull my hips towards you, and we grind slowly and sensually, feeling every spot our bodies pressed up against each other, and it's slow and it's lazy, but fuck, is it good? Would you fuck me like that if I was there with you? With more than just my voice? Would you fuck me like that? It makes me so wet just thinking of you fantasizing about me. I love knowing that you're just laying there listening to this, aching so deeply for my body, my touch, my fantasy to come to life with you. Now, let's pleasure ourselves together as we fantasize. I'll imagine my toy is your cock. And you pretend your hand is my pussy. Grinding all over you as we thrust our bodies into our imaginations. I want to feel this pleasure together with you. Move your body into position. Go ahead. Just like you know I want it. Now, grip the tip of your cock tightly and just slowly bring your hand towards the base as you imagine yourself pushing deep inside me. Hold the skin tightly stretched as you rest your cock inside me for a moment. Feel my pussy squeeze you. As I smirk at you, I feel your cock twitch. And you know I'm teasing you on purpose. Feel the blood surge and the nerves tingle all over in anticipation. Yes. This is where all your resistance is gone. Any pretense you had of pretending you could resist me is over. You're going to fuck me. You're going to give in. And you're going to explode inside me. I've already won. Just let it happen. Now fuck me. Like that. Don't stop. Stroke up and down as you imagine our bodies pounding against each other. Let that pleasure build. Release anytime you need to. But if you could hold on and come with me, that would make me so happy. Visualize me in your mind. Smell my skin. Feel my body with you. Let my moans of pleasure build up the pressure in your cock. That release is coming. Yes. Deeper. I want it deeper. Harder. I want it harder. Oh, not faster. I want it faster. If it feels so good to fuck a stranger like this, so naughty, let your lust overwhelm. Don't hold back anymore. There's no reason to not just let go and give in. Now, come with me. Come with me. Unload inside me. I want to feel you explode. I want to feel you come deep inside me. And as you're still fucking thrusting in me, and you're still coming over and over, I want to feel you start to leak out. As you drip out of me while you're still inside me. Because your cum just overflows my pussy. Oh, fuck me. Oh, come in me. Yes. Come for me, baby. So, did you last? Did you resist? And hold out coming? It's okay. You can pretend you did. No one else will know. I promise.